And now here's a special preliminary announcement. Look, I've got something of a cold at the moment, and I really can't trust my voice to get us through a whole show. So instead, I'm going to rebroadcast a show from the end of last December, which features two guests in the studio, Neil Henry and Andrew A.B. We had a lot of fun playing odd and silly songs and talking about them. We've been having some pretty heavy shows lately as we've descended through hell with Dante, so it'll do us no harm to lighten up for a bit, and this show is nothing if not lightening up. And yes, if you happen to be in Edinburgh this month, you can catch Neil Henry at the Pleasance Dome, where his show Neil Henry's Mind Wangler is playing now to sold-out audiences at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Not a bad time for this kind of show. Mind magic, but also with Neil Henry's customary exciting stage presence. So attend, if you will, to this evening's Evening Under Lamplight, Too Good to Forget. Welcome here to Evening Under Lamplight. You think it's just an ordinary Evening Under Lamplight, but it is a really special one because we have guests in the studio today, this Evening Under Lamplight on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Now, I'm Robert Louis Abrahamson, your host, and over there in the chair opposite me is Neil Henry, famous magician and actor and marriage proposer, and also Andrew A.B., who photographer.
Well, hang on.
Director, and he's interrupted me already.
I'm not famous for proposing.
Sure you are.
I only did one.
That was enough to get you over a million hits on Facebook, folks.
Yeah, okay, cool. But once.
Okay, just once. So this is Cambridge 105 Community Radio, and you're in your city, in your ear even. And it's going to be a wild show. There's not really a script. There's just a batch of songs and comments by the three of us here in the studio. I asked these two guests whether they had any requests for me, and Andrew A.B. said he didn't have any reply, actually. And Neil Henry did request something, and here it comes. That was Professor Longhair, Crawfish Fiesta. Ah, and I forgot to tell you, but you know that already, that you are invited to attend.
Mm.
Now, there's a history behind this, and there's a reason why Neil wanted to request this song, and he'll maybe explain some of it.
Just because I know that you're going to be singing it forever. So when I was at school, I used to teach drama to the younger years, and there was this one student of mine who's a friend of my brother's called. Now, Violet...
You don't need the names.
Yeah, something. Anyway, her uncle, I think it was Jules Holland.
Or Godfather.
Or Godfather, or something. Maybe. And anyway, I was invited to go and see Jules Holland perform, and being a pianist, this was the best thing. Anyway, so we went to this thing, and I took Dad with me, and my favourite pianist was Professor Longhair at the time. And at this point, Dad's going to take over the story.
Well, I think I bought you the CD, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I bought you the CD of Professor Longhair, and you kept playing Crawfish Fiesta, which kept going round and round in my head over and over again until I couldn't stand it at all. And, and then when we went backstage to see Jules Holland after the performance, and you said you played the piano, and you, oh, who'd you like? You said Professor Longhair. And he went right to the piano. We started to play this song, and I said, shut up. So I'm the man who told Jules Holland to shut up. That's the point of this. Right. But now we've got another, while we're playing this kind of fancy piano work, one of my favorites, which I've played here several times before, and here it comes again. It's called Flying Fingers, better known as the theme music for Soupy Sales. Flying Fingers. I used to know who was actually playing it. I don't know, I'm afraid. But apparently there's a jingle coming up here.
Well, no. There's no prepared jingle. I just thought, well, we don't have any jingles, so we need to have something. I don't know, if it would probably be something like, here we are, it's late, it's 11:07, and you're invited to attend. It's 105 point what is it?
Point zero.
105.0 on your dial, and you're sitting underneath the lamp, underneath the shaft of light.
That's right. All right, okay. That's our jingle.
With the Abrahamson.
You're listening.
Oh, I didn't mention that these two guys here are my sons, you see. This is part of the deal. Okay. Now, last time I played a song by the Youngbloods, and I'm going to play the Youngbloods again. It reminded me of this song called Grizzly Bear. Now, it's got a history too, because when I was at school and would come home with my friend Peter, now in Boulder, we'd come home to his house, and it was a ritual he had of every day you come home from school, you put on Youngbloods' Grizzly Bear 2, 3, 4 times and sing and dance around the room. It was his brother's of 45 RPM, as I reminded him. And it was this little old record player, but we used to play it every time we came home from school. So we're playing it again, because you may not have heard it, or may not have heard it for a long time. This is a song called Grizzly Bear.
Gone. Sally gone.
Comes to an end, he invites you to attend Evening Under Lamplight. It's Cambridge 105. Community radio in your city.
Exactly, exactly. See, he knows the score. But when I played this, oh, they liked that. Okay, well done. So you get for putting an actor on the, not the stage, the booth, I suppose. When I put, when I mentioned Grizzly Bear, Neil thought I was going to play something else.
Randy Newman?
Randy Newman, what's it called?
Something, something, dancing
Marvelous
bear.
Dancer's bear.
Something and a bear. A dancing bear. Something Huey. General Huey and his dancing bear.
Huey, Dewey, Louie.
I can't remember.
Simon?
Simon Smith and his amazing, amazing dancing bear.
With my sincere smile and my dancing bear, outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well except everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare, making the grandest entrance of Simon Smith in his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well except everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Simon Smith and his dancing bear is Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
That's Randy Newman, Simon Smith and his amazing dancing bear, which sounds like a very jolly song, but if you pay attention, look at the little kid, Simon Smith, is starving. He brings around his amazing dancing bear to get people to sort of like him and give him money. Not money, but food. He's seen at the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop and stare. Making the grandest entrances, Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. What? Who needs money when you're funny? Well, that's pretty poignant. Who says this but a poor kid, right? Right, but now, listen, I don't think I played any Christmas songs last time. And it's now part of the 12 Days of Christmas, so I do have a Christmas song to play here. And I think last time when Greg was playing all these sentimental American Christmas songs, I said that's what made me leave America, was to get away from that kind of thing. But here is a stupid song, but not that stupid, and it's called Here Comes Santa Claus. And it's called...
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and old his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, see your bears, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor,
for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children,
that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer,
for Santa Claus comes tonight.
I won't announce what song that was. I'll let others in the studio do that for me. I said, who do you think that was?
We reckon... Go on, Andy.
I think it must be Bob Dylan doing his best...
Or Cartman.
Voice. Or Cartman, yes, from South Park.
Is it Bob Dylan?
This is from the album Christmas in the Heart, 2009, Bob Dylan's album.
Yeah.
Jaunty with his crusty voice. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. What the hell, Santa Claus Lane? All right, never mind.
But that's the cool thing about Bob Dylan. That, like, I would never have listened to the words of that song if it was, you know, and I've never listened to any words of any sort of Christmas stuff like that. But of course, as soon as Bob Dylan sings it, you listen to the words.
No, exactly. That's exactly the point about this album. It's an appalling album. I mean, this crusty old voice trying to make with these stupid... But because it's Dylan, it becomes in a different context. And so when he says the Santa Claus comes at night, you know, and he's written all these songs about it's not dark yet and trying to get to heaven before they close the door. And when he says night, it has all these extra meanings. And then... He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, if he loves you just the same. Unlike us, you know, we judge whether you're rich or poor. I had a student once, this very fundamentalist student, very self-righteous student, who said she never teaches her children this about Santa Claus because it's a myth and it's not true and it's a lie. And I said... Myths are greater than the truth in many ways, but I don't teach Santa Claus because it's a bad myth. Because it's the myth that says, if you're good, I'll love you, and if you're bad, I won't give you a present and I won't like you. And so all love in the Santa Claus myth is conditional, mm-hmm. but not in this song, you see. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, because Santa Claus comes tonight. You see? And of course, Santa knows that we're God's children. I mean, that's not part of the myth, really, but he's put that in there. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, because Santa Claus comes tonight. Dylan's always merged these sort of love songs with religious songs. And so when he says, when he addresses the person, it's either this woman he loves, or it's God, or it's both, because it's merged together. And here he takes these sentimental Christmas cliches and merges them with a divine hymn. It's an amazing act, and I'm very glad you caught that that's what actually he was doing. So when he says, let's give thanks to the Lord above, it means more in this context than when Gene Autry wrote and sang. Do you know Gene Autry?
No.
The singing cowboy. He wrote most of these Christmas songs.
Did he write that?
Yeah. You had something to say?
Well, no. Wouldn't it be great if we heard Bob Dylan sing Simon Smith and His Amazing Dancing Bear? Because then we might get some of that... what's the word? Some of that darkness that you were reading. I'd never even thought... I love that song, Simon Smith, even though I thought it was General Louis and His Amazing Dancing Hedgehog. But when you were saying the words then, I didn't realise it was so poignant, those things. But when you were doing that, and we were kind of listening to what you're saying, it brought out a whole new feel to the song.
Randy Newman never makes his words clear, and when you pay attention, what? Did he say that? But that was a song that bound you and me years ago when you were 5 years old, and we had it on a tape from the Muppets. And Kermit was singing Simon Smith and His Amazing Dancing
yes,
Bear.
I remember.
And you loved it. And I used to, you were young enough for me to hold in my arms, and we would rush down because we were always late. We only lived next door to the school. We were always late, and we'd rush down, and I'd hold you in my arms, and we'd sing the song as we went down Benslow Lane. So that always has all these extra meanings, all these songs do.
Is that what I was saying to you? You holding me on, and I'm saying, I don't want to go to school. And I'm going, they'll feed me. Won't they?
That's right. But no, you came home for lunch, I think. But now, this is a song by Afro Man.
Yes. Oh, no.
No, it's the only clean track on the album.
Oh, it's not worth listening to.
Yeah, it's called Hush.
Oh.
Hush. It's kind of a hymn in its own way. He says, somebody's calling my name. And it seems that this is Jesus. I mean, I know I'm high, but still, somebody's calling my name. It's a special call. What should I do? And it's a hymn of thanks that trouble don't last always. Oh, my Lord. And then it takes him back to his granddaddy in Mobile, Alabama, a kind of Eden, his grandfather working in his garden. And sort of humming and singing in the days before Afro Man's troubles. So even a silly song like this then becomes poignant in many different ways. So let's see what he's doing with this.
The court, peace quartet. Hush. Hush. Yeah, yeah. Somebody's calling my name.
If you listen closely, baby.
Hush.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hush. Hush.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's calling my name. Hush.
Listen, baby.
Hush.
Somebody's calling.
Somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do?
Hey, man, sometimes my girl think I'm crazy because I wake her up and I tell her.
It sounds,
you know,
like Jesus.
Sound like Jesus.
Somebody's calling my name.
I know I'm high, but baby,
it sounds like Jesus. And somebody's calling my name. Sounds like Jesus.
Come on.
Somebody's calling my name. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do?
You know, man, I think about all the hard times I went through, and I think,
I'm so glad.
What you
so
glad about, man? Come on, y'all.
Trouble don't last always.
Can I help you see?
I'm so glad, yeah. Trouble don't last always.
trouble don't last always. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, what shall I do?
Hey, hang on, homeboy. Let me say this right here. Go ahead. Check it.
Got a feeling, everything is gonna be alright.
Visit my granddaddy down there in Mobile, Alabama. He stayed in this place called Trinity Garden, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he used to grow his vegetables right there on the side of the house. And every now and then he'd get me to help him out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as he was like weeding out his garden and everything, he'd sing all kind of tunes and hymns, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes he'd sing the same one like over and over and over again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he'd get tired of singing the words. So sometimes he'd take a sip of his water out of that glass jar, set it back down. And while we was planting them collard greens, he had humming just like this right here. Hey, help me out, cuz. You know how we used to do it. Come on, man.
I think those first words in there was something about being in the police court. So that if this song is actually something that he is saying to himself and to his buddies while they're in the police court, being picked up on a drug rap or something, then it changes the whole sense of the song. And of course, this was done in, I don't know, the 90s. It was done today. He had been shot way before getting to the police court. Anyway, he says... I got this feeling that things going to be all right. And so that's Afro Man's New Year's proclamation for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeet!
They planned that. Okay. Let's go quick before it gets too wild here. This is because they were humming a lot in that song, so we've got another sort of humming coming up right now.
Dum, 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 de-dye. Catch a frizzy faggle and punch him in the diddy dum de diddy dum de diddy dum de diddy dum 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 de doo. Catch another faggle and cook him in a doody dum de doody dum de doody dum de doody dum 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 de dum. Catch another faggle and kick him in the dum de 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 dum 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 de dum.
There we go. And that was called, well, it was called Dum De Dum. Dum De Dum by Junior Gorg, who was the enemy of the Fraggles. It's one of our standard Fraggle Rock songs. And we're going to follow that with another, not humming and not dum de dumming, but this time whistling. The song's actually called Bird Song.
Right.
Over to you, Neil Henry.
Well, that, I didn't know he was going to play that. That is from an album that I did with a guy called Ricky Rankin, who's an amazing singer and rapper. And he did He used to, those fans, what's the name of the guy? Rich Maneuver. He sings on all of his stuff. And anyway, somehow we got together and we made this album. And we were just messing around to do some little bits, in some little skits in between the songs. And he was sitting there and we were just messing around. There was me on the piano and he started whistling this sort of bird song, which was that, right? And he was just, and we had the window open. And as he was whistling, and obviously we were playing it out so it was loud, as he was making this noise, this bird sound, a bird, I think it was a robin, came onto the tree outside the window. And so we really slowly brought a microphone out. And you're here. I mean, if you go to www.cambridge105.fm and re-listen to that song, you can rewind it.
Or listen to it when it comes out in an archive on SoundCloud later in the week.
That too. Listen, halfway through, you'll hear it. You can hear it in the background. Then you can hear me get the microphone a little bit closer to it. And you suddenly hear this robin in the foreground. And what's amazing is then, because then Ricky, he's trying not to laugh as this is happening. He starts, and I don't know if you tried whistling when you're laughing, but it's not easy. But he then tries to harmonise, and it is the most amazing thing. Him and the bird sort of harmonise to each other. And I'd completely forgot about that track. Thanks, Dad.
Should we play it again?
Yeah, I think so.
If you want it. Yeah. Okay, so listen. Okay, yeah, listen halfway through. Should I speak over it? No, they can hear it. No, yeah. So that's just me and Ricky. Ricky's whistling. And you can't hear anything yet. Just noodling along. I think it's about now, ready?
Yeah,
nice. No, I don't know. So there'll be some bird watcher out there that will know, some twitcher that will know who actually what type of bird that actually is. But I think my memory serves me correct. It was a robin. But do write into Dad's. Do you have Twitter?
Lamplight at cambridge105.fm.
Yeah. Do you do Twitter for this as well?
Yes. Well, but I don't follow it, so Okay. Nobody knows. I haven't done Twitter for my show since 2009, I think.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Yeah. So go to that Lamplight.
Go to that Lamplight
and say, because I'd like to know. But anyway, so there you go. Thanks for playing that. That's great.
Okay. Frankly, it's time for a commercial break. Yeah. Here it goes.
M'lady, leap, m'lady, see up, not leap, m'lady. M'lady, frozen fruit products for you. Cheese blintzes, apple, cherry, blueberry and strawberry. Dumplings and potato latkes too. Daffira, moolah, schnelle, mulzeit, graten zum Tisch. Serviert m'lady products, sweet sein, our favorite dish. M'lady, leap, m'lady, see up, not leap, m'lady. M'lady, 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 leap, m'lady, so will you.
Alle Maladies Blintzes werden gemacht von den besten frischen Stoffen. Kein Schum künstliche Verwirzungen werden nicht genutzt in Maladies. Ist für die besten Mahlzeiten für die ganze Familie. Fragt sich beim Namen nach Maladies und nehmt nicht keine andere wie nur Maladies.
Probier es für ein schnelles Sack, ein ganz milchig Mehl. So wird Malady Products, weil Malady hat Geschmackappeal. Malady liebt Malady, sie hat nur lieb Malady. Malady, Malady, Malady liebt Malady, so will you, so will you.
There, now, they're worried whether this was actually a paid commercial and whether we can make fun of it or not. It is actually, this has not been heard on the air since, I suppose, the 1940s. It's from a New York Yiddish radio station, and it is for M'lady's frozen fruit products. Frozen fruit. What are they talking about?
Hi, Slowly.
There were no freezers. People, I don't know. M'lady leaked M'lady, it says, which means my lady likes M'lady's frozen fruit products. They've got blintzes, potato latkes. Put them on your tish. It's your favorite dish. And Neil knows what tish means. It means a table.
Yes.
Put them on your table. It's for the ganze Familie, the whole family, and it's got Geschmacht appeal. And Geschmacht means mwah, it's lovely. Mwah. That's what the Pincus sisters doing that. But wait. We've got another commercial here, another song leading into. Well, if you listen to the song, suddenly at the end, it turns into a kind of commercial. So see what you think of this.
She sang the best she'd ever sang. She could never sing any better. But Mr. Davidson never rang. She knew he would forget her. She'd seen him there and put herself to ransom. He had stared. He really was quite handsome. She had really looked her best. She could never look any better. But she knew she'd failed the test. She knew he would forget her.
Triumphant
was the way she felt as she acknowledged the applause.
Triumphant
was the way she felt when she saw him at the dressing room door. Was happier than she'd ever been as he praised her for her grace. But his expression changed, she had seen, as he leant to kiss her face. It ended there. He claimed a late appointment. She quickly turned to hide her disappointment. She ripped her glittering gown. Couldn't face another show, no. A deodorant had let her down. She should have used eau de Rhône.
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound of wonderful Radio London.
Well, now you know all about auditions. That was the Who, Eau de Rhône. When she sang so wonderfully, she looked so beautiful, but when he leant to kiss her face, his expression changed to a frown. She couldn't face another show, no. Her deodorant let her down. She should have used Eau de Rhône. Right. A lot of those jingles the Who made up in the studio at the moment. They didn't quite intend the album to be almost like that. But this, of course, is not wonderful Radio London, but Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. And this is Evening Under Lamplight with Robert Louis Abrahamson and the Abrahamsonettes, Neil Henry and Andrew A.B., and with you too, invited to attend. No, I thought we had a jingle there.
Oh, yeah. But now the
one, two, three.
Now the day is at an end. He invites you to attend Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city.
Okay, and while we're laughing, here's a laughing song.
Don't tickle me, tickle the baby, tickle Marie, but don't tickle me. I'm laughing so hard I could cry. If I tickled you, you wouldn't like it, you will admit. If I tickled you, you'd giggle so hard you would split. Oh, let go of my toe, it isn't so funny, you goof. Oh, my tummy is busting, your tummy. Stop or I'll go through the roof. Don't tickle me. Tickle the baby, tickle Marie. Tickle your mother, tickle your brother, tickle some other guy. But don't tickle me. I'm laughing so hard I could cry.
cut it out now, cut it out now. I'm hysterical. I can't take it anymore. Come on, quit it, get it out of you. Killing me. I'm practically down on the floor. Will I get you, you'll be sorry. Cut it out, cause I'm getting sore. Don't tickle me, tickle the baby, tickle Marie. Tickle your mother, tickle your brother, tickle somebody. But don't tickle me, I'm laughing so hard I go. That's not fun, I can't go.
Okay, that was Danny Kaye with Don't Tickle Me from the album Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water.
Water.
And this is a generational thing because my Aunt Ruthie, and special call out to Dale Steam Shovel here, my Aunt Ruthie gave the record to my sister when my sister was about 5 or 6 years old because she knew that with Danny Kaye it must be great. And my sister sort of liked it, but I took it over and a scratched old 33, and then I played it for my kids. And so it's gone through the generations. And now, whatever age you are, you've been invited to listen and attend to it. But I'm afraid that I'm about to attend to it so closely that we're going to see something very strange going on here. What does he say? He says, don't tickle me. Oh, it's fair enough. But then he says, what does he say next?
Tickle the baby.
Tickle Marie. Tickle your mother. Tickle your brother. Tickle some other guy. Now, what does that remind you of? You know, when I listened to it this time, it reminded me of Winston Smith, you know, the main character in 1984, who's put into room 101, and they have discovered, as soon as they discover his greatest phobia, they put him in jail, and then they put, he's afraid of rats, and they put on his face this cage with rats coming at him, and what does he say? He says, take it away, give it to Julia. Give it. He betrays Julia. That's the way they get him to betray Julia and lose all self-respect. So poor little Danny Kaye, he's practicing to go into room 101 by saying, tickle some other guy, you see?
Tickle
your mother. For God's sake, tickle your mother. All right. Well, that was a laughing song.
There goes another piece of my childhood.
That's right. That's right. Stick around and be invited to attend. And whoever, well, that's the whole point. Who knows what happens when you attend? And that's why people don't attend, because you're vulnerable when you attend, you know. And it's much easier just to float along and dance along with Simon Smith and this amazing dancing bear and to laugh with this and so on. But to be vulnerable takes you deeper. I'm not sure I can make this next song very deep, although it is Shel Silverstein, which means it's going to be great. And I'm going to read you the lyrics first, very straight, deadpan, and then we'll let Dr. Hook, you know what it is?
It's one of several Dr. Hook Silverstein.
Okay. But I'm doing this special for Andrew here. Now, it starts off talking about Monterey Jack, which is a kind of American cheese, but he's a person in this first stanza. Monterey Jack woke up in his shack on a Monday. Monterey Jack had a little bitty snack of some elderberry wine. Monterey Jack walked down the track all the way to Old Harley's shack, stuck his knife in Old Harley's back, and they say that's the way Old Harley Davidson died. Next verse. Old Jack Hoff, that's H-O-F-F. It's not Jack Off, please. don't think that. It's Jack Hoff. This is the official
well,
spelling.
Well, I wasn't to tell you that.
Well, attend, will you please? I'm trying to be quite as serious as I can okay, so they sorry. Can have the humor in the record. Old Jack Hoff was getting off in a doorway. Old Jack Hoff was getting off with little Sarah Lee, which is the name of a cake. Old Jack Hoff was getting off when he mumbled and stumbled and started to cough. And his vein went hard and he went soft. And they say that's the way how old Jack Hoff OG'd. And they'll explain on the song what OG means. This is Andrew's favorite part of it. Tom McCann, that's a chain of shoe stores. Tom McCann was sitting in the sand by the ocean. Tom McCann looked into his hand and found a jelly roll. Jelly roll has the most obscene connotations in all blues songs. He found a jelly roll. Tom McCann was feeling grand. All the girls were licking his hand. He's a heel, But man, oh man, everybody knows that Tom McCann's got soul.
My red jacket woke up in the shack on a Monday. My red jacket had a little bit of stacks on the elder berry wine. My red jacket walked down the track all the way to old Harley's shack. Stuck in bad with old Harley's back. They say that's the way old Harley lives at night. One, two, three, four. Old Jackoff was getting off with a doorway. Old Jackoff was getting off with little Sarah Lee. Old Jackoff was getting off when his mama stumbled and started to cough. His pain went hard and he went soft. They say that's the way old Jackoff OG.
You mean OD?
No, OG.
Oh, man, what's that?
That's when you OD and you say, OG.
One, two, three, four. Tom McCann was sitting in the sand by the ocean. Tom McCann looked into his hand and found a jelly roll. Tom McCann was feeling grand. All the girls were licking his hand. He's a heel of a mellow man. Everybody knows that Tom McCann got soul.
It's over.
And that's really the end. Okay. There's no way I can attend and make that anything more than just a play on words and music and Sarah Lee being a cake and being heroin and being all these funny names. It's Shel Silverstein at his least erudite, perhaps we should say. Now, it's time. I played songs for everybody else. I'm playing a song for me now. And I want to play The Kinks, of course. And the song is called She's Bought a Hat Like Princess Marina's. It's from the album Arthur, which is their attempt at being a kind of a little operetta. And this is 1970, very early. But it is the album in which The Kinks, as a band, had the most fun and really were in tune. So the music is quite strong. And he traces, it's called Arthur, or The Decline and Fall of the British Empire, and it follows this working-class family. And here's what happens to them after the First World War, where she, who knows who that is, but it's some woman in the East End of London, buys a hat like Princess Marina. Princess Marina was the Duchess of Kent, who actually has a place in the International Best Dressed List Hall of Fame. I suppose she was known for her fancy hats. Anyway, this woman has bought a hat like Princess Marina. She can't, you know, she has no other money, and she's poor, but this hat makes her feel like she's somebody special. And he has bought a hat like Anthony Eden, who became Prime Minister. I read somewhere that he was known as probably the least efficient Prime Minister ever, but in the 30s, he was the foreign secretary. Now, the song is a usual blend of The Kinks' sentiment and satire. It's ridiculous to feel that wearing a hat like a celebrity, to wear it all your social affairs. She wears it when she's cleaning the windows. She wears it when she's scrubbing the stairs. It's ridiculous to think that makes up for her having no money to spend on anything else but the very basics of East End life. And his hat, like Anthony Eden's, makes him feel like a lord, though he can't afford a Rolls or a Bentley, only a second-hand Ford. He tries to feed his wife and his family and buy them clothes and shoes they can wear, but he's bought a hat like Anthony Eden, so he don't care. And then there's the rollicking chorus of Buddy, Can You Spare Me a Dime? And then the whole thing takes off and it just goes wild. Do we laugh at these people? Do we weep at the delicate way such small acts can feed the imagination and please us in very simple ways? Yes, there's a way that art, even the art of wearing a hat that you think ennobles you, can make life bearable. She's bought a hat like Princess Marina, and her neighbors think it treats her a treat. But she hasn't any food in the larder, nor has anybody else in the street. But to look at her, you'd think she was wealthy, and she smiles like a real millionaire, 'cause she's bought a hat like Princess Marina, so she don't care.
She's bought a hat like Princess Marina's, to wear at all her social affairs. She wears it when she's cleaning the windows. She wears it when she's scrubbing the stairs. But you will never see her Margaret Ascot. She can't afford the time or the fare, but she's bought a hat like Princess Marina's, so she don't care. He's bought a hat like Antonina's, because it makes him feel like a lord, but he can't afford a Rolls or a Bentley. He has to buy a second-hand Ford. He tries to feed his wife and his family and buy them clothes and shoes they can wear, but he's bought a hat like Antonina, so he don't care. Buddy, can you spare me a dime? My wife is getting hungry and the kids are crying. This poverty is hurting my pride. Buddy, can you spare me? Buddy, can you spare me? Princess Marina, and her neighbors think it treats her a treat, but she hasn't any food in the larder, knows anybody else in the street. But to look at her, you'd think she was wealthy, but she smiles just like a real lady. But she's worn a hat like Princess Marina, so she
That was a very special song, I think, from the Kinks. What a way to treat poverty and depression and the depression. And we'll move on. Neil says, let's have a what do you say, a fast song, a funny song?
Yeah, yeah.
Upbeat. Upbeat. Funny upbeat. Said. Well, that's what we've got. Although it actually is starts off a little lugubrious, but it's by it's by somebody that Neil, I think, has always admired all these years. Let's see if he recognizes who it is. He doesn't have it yet. He's waiting, looking.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
I'm sorry, he's crying, not laughing. Neil's not getting it yet. Andrew has it. Let's see what happens.
Just like we used to do. Two blue skies, one great cloud, far, far away. Yes, I shall never forget the first time we met. She was sitting on Waterloo Bridge with her feet dangling in the water. She cocked one eye at me and I cocked one eye at her. And there we stood together, cock-eyed. And she had the most unusual lips, both on top. She had beautiful blonde hair all the way down her back, none on her head. She had a cute little nose. Eyes are like the way it turned up, then down, and then sideways. You know, I took her to a seaside once, and she gave me a wave. I still got her home in a bucket. And we used to play about on the sand. She buried me in the sand, and I buried her in the sand. And one day, I'm going to go back and dig her up. And then I bought her a stick of rock. And she took a bite, and she went, oh! It wasn't quite so loud as that. It was more like, oh! And she started to cry. I said, what's the matter, love? She said, I've broken a tooth. I said, don't worry. You got another one left. So I went out and I bought her the most beautiful set of false teeth in the world. And then she left me. Left me. And a year later, I met her again. And she just stood there and laughed at me. Laughed at me. With my own teeth. That I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
And did you guess that was Tommy Cooper, of course. And this is Evening Under Lamplight on Cambridge 105 with Robert Louis Abrahamson and my two very special guests, Neil Henry.
Thanks for having me.
And Andrew Abey.
Have a happy new year, everyone.
And that's the end of Evening Under Lamplight, and we're taking you over to the news in just a very few seconds.
The court, peace, quartet. Hush. Hush.